And good morning. It's Paul in for Melissa here. And we should tell you that it's February, of course, and that means it's American Heart Month. And this coming Friday, February 7th, is National Wear Red Day. Consider wearing a splash of red that day, this coming Friday, to help raise awareness of the incidence of heart disease. And joining us right now to talk about that and more is Dr. Fabio Ramponi. He's an associate professor of cardiac surgery at the Yale School of Medicine, and he's here to discuss this. Hey, Dr. Ramponi, good morning. It's Paul in for Melissa right here on WICC. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about Heart Month here. I guess the goal, Dr. Ramponi, here is to still tell people to pay attention to their cardiac health. Is that the fact?
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely crucial. Cardiac health is essential. It's essential for the overall well-being of every one of us, as the heart is responsible for pumping oxygen throughout the entire body. And, you know, maintaining a healthy heart requires a bit of a combination of different things, like a regular physical activity, good nutrition, which needs to be balanced, and some lifestyle choices that reduce the risk of having cardiovascular disease.
Despite, doctor, all the technical innovations and advancements that you men and women deal with and present us with every year in cardiovascular health and heart health, as you say, a lot of it has to do with the choices a person makes, correct?
Absolutely. So I think there are four important points that we can remind to everyone.
Yeah.
First and foremost, regular exercise. So engaging in physical activity like a brisk walk or jogging or cycling or swimming, research says for about 150 minutes per week, which is about 20 minutes per day, would help strengthening your heart muscle. It will improve your circulation and very importantly, will maintain your weight, your healthy weight. It's important to manage your stress. So chronic stress can contribute to your blood pressure. And as we know, blood pressure is one of the important risk factors. High blood pressure is one of the important risk factors for heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So and then obviously avoiding tobacco and excessive alcohol consumption is important. Smoking would damage your blood vessels, increase the risk of heart disease, and obviously increase also the risk of lung cancer. And excessive alcohol consumption can raise your blood pressure. And again, blood pressure, diabetes, obesity are important risk factor in development of heart and blood vessel disease. And finally, it's important to go to your doctor. So regular health screening is important. So routine checkups would allow to early detection of, first of all, risk factors that can be modified, such as blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, high cholesterol, which can be managed and modified through lifestyle changes and medication if necessary.
Yeah, Dr. Fabio Ramponi is a guest. And, doctor, you know, if you put your mind to it, right, you can do it fairly quickly. I was diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic a bunch of years ago, back in 2008, and I made the lifestyle changes. And, yeah, being human beings, we have to get into a better routine. But, you know, I found that once I started doing this, watching what I ate, getting about 40 minutes of a brisk walk in every day, I was quite surprised at how relatively quickly my numbers improved.
Yeah, and I guess you also felt better afterwards.
Oh, my God, I had energy through that. I thought I felt better. And I wonder if you hear this from patients, because I, doctor, have friends of mine who've gone through heart treatment, and they say, well, I thought I felt good, but once I had this procedure or once I made these changes, I actually realized I wasn't that fit, but now I am.
Yeah, I agree. I hear that all the time, especially from patients that are so-called asymptomatic. So they essentially don't complain of any symptoms, but If you then dig a little bit more in their history, they actually are maybe experiencing to be a little bit more tired, a little bit more fatigued. And as soon as they start the right treatment, or in some cases they have surgery, they, you know, once they recover from the surgery, they discover that they were actually lacking of energy, and you know, now they feel better. They feel kind of a new energy coming through.
And finally, doctor, you must see this and just get this notion rammed into you day after day after day. The human heart is amazing. For what people intentionally and unintentionally put the heart through, it's an amazing organ, isn't it?
It is an amazing organ. It's a very resilient organ. But at the same time, if we don't listen to our body, if we don't listen to our symptoms, it's also possible to miss the boat and have the heart damaged to a point that it can't recover anymore with medication or with surgery. But yeah, I agree with you. The interesting part and what we see is that in some patients, even if they come, they get to surgery with a certain amount of muscle damage. The heart is a muscle.
Yeah.
With the correct medical therapy and in some cases with the correct operation, the function get back to normal. If it's not too late. And now we have amazing non-invasive tools like a CT scan or MRI that can actually tell us how much of the heart muscle is still viable and how much of the muscle is gone, it's scarred. And that, you know, that helps us a lot to stratify risks and to give a patient a very clear outlook on their, you know, on their future.
Doctor, what should our listeners do if they feel they should need a checkup or maybe things aren't right and they finally say, hey, you know, I like what I've heard this morning. Maybe I should go get a checkup. What should they do?
Well, I think that a great place to start is your PCP, is your family doctor. And at Yale, we have great connections with doctors in the community. And if your family doctor then, after an EKG and some blood test feels that it needs to refer to a heart specialist, they will do so, both in the Bridgeport area or in the New Haven area. And then you can start your journey to get a better heart.
Thank you, Dr. Fabio Ramponi, a thoracic surgeon at Bridgeport Hospital, also an associate professor of cardiac surgery at the Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Ramponi, it's been a pleasure, sir. Have a happy day, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Fabio Ramponi there, and again, cardiac thoracic surgeon at Bridgeport Hospital, and of course, a professor of cardiac surgery at the Yale School of Medicine.